100.7 WHUD. Good morning. We're Mike and Casey. The time is 8:46.
Follow me, smile, drift away, and so much more. Uncle Cracker performs next Thursday night at 8 at Ridgefield Playhouse. But he's not too comfortable promoting his own show.
And I'm not a good seller. I'm not a good seller, Mike. I didn't sell a pack of cigarettes to a prostitute in prison. So I just want to let everybody know that keep your expectations low when you walk through the door, and we're all going to have a good time, if that tells you anything.
Well, you strike me as somebody who is kind of a funny guy and easygoing. Is that the way you are?
Man, I'm pretty easy. I'm not free, but I'm easy. That's for sure. All my shows are fun and revolve around a lot of crowd participation, so I like to make sure everybody else is having fun, because if nobody else is having fun, I'm not really having fun either. I don't have any strippers dancing. I don't have any fire going off like Kiss or anything like that, but it is a good time, and I can almost promise that.
You're probably not familiar with your different opening acts in different cities, but I happen to know the guy that's opening up for you this time, and it's Mark Von M, who has played with Rob Thomas, so he's an incredible musician, so you're going to be off to a good start.
Very cool, very cool. I love it when I hit a different city, and it's hard to keep somebody on the bill, you know, when you, like, I'm just doing some spot shows right now and trying to finish up a record, so, you know, when I show up there, and it'll be somebody I don't necessarily know, and I like listening to stuff. I like listening to new stuff, even if it isn't new and it's new to me. I love it. I enjoy it.
You were a DJ back in the day with Kid Rock. What do you do now? Do you play guitar? You play keyboards? What do you do?
You know what, man? I don't play anything good. You know, I know a few chords on a guitar, enough to write with. And if me and you were sitting around a campfire, I'd sing a couple dirty songs to you. But I leave all that up to the people that do it way better than me. I don't know. I'm more of a songwriter than I am a musician, to be honest.
The first big hit was one that just blew everybody away, Follow Me. It was so catchy. How did you come to write that song?
I just was trying to pay homage to, like, older Motown stuff, you know, with, you know, a lot of harmonies and just simple, catchy, and fun, you know. And the song really started out, it wasn't really a cheating song. The song was about something way darker than that. And when I went in to record it, my buddy Mike Bradford was recording me, producing that, and he was like, man, maybe if you changed a couple words, it wouldn't really sound so dark, you know. But then it ended up turning into, like, this cheating song thing, and it just kind of twisted and worked. But I got lucky with that song.
He got lucky that day.
He is so funny.
Oh, he is. He's really unassuming, and he's going to be fun next Thursday night at Ridgefield Playhouse. I got to get over to that show and say hello. He sounds like such a knucklehead. He really is. He's fun.
Yeah, fun.
I love it.
Doesn't take anything too seriously.
No.
Uncle Cracker, lower your expectations, caller 7. You're going to win 2 tickets.
2 tickets. Next Thursday night, 8 o'clock, Ridgefield Playhouse. Uncle Cracker with the opening act, local guy Mark Von M. So it's going to be a great, great show. Call number 7 at 1-877-274-9483. Good luck.